We are currently faced with an array of issues, problems, and conflicts that challenge the ongoing welfare and well-being of humanity. Far too many of us are turning a blind eye or waiting for someone else to fix the problem or tell them what to do. You're just doing your job no longer cuts it when it's directly or indirectly contributing to destroying people, other species, and the world. And it's time for this to stop. Hi everyone, welcome to my channel, the best place for people who are waking up and want to know how the universe, the world, and you really work. In today's video, I'm going to talk about why you're just doing your job is no longer a valid excuse. I'm going to talk about the real impact your job has on the world and the way to make a more positive impact. If this interests you, then keep watching. Let's get started. Everything each of us does daily contributes to an outcome and the collective reality of the world. Everything. So it is beyond time for everyone to take responsibility for your actions and the world that you are creating. Let's start with looking at the natural world versus the human-made world. So the natural world is what exists without and despite humans. It's filled with wondrous things like valleys and mountains, rock formations, streams and rivers, forests and jungles, sunrises and sunsets, animals, plants, insects and birds. The human-made world is everything that exists only because of humans. Yes, we have an array of incredible creations. Cities and structures, art, culture, sculpture, dance, and stories of hope. However, much of what humanity creates is toxic and destructive to people and the planet, plants, animals, and other species. Things like wars, terrorism, toxic materials, processed food, pollution, inflation, drugs, debt, and consumption. Much of the human-made world and the daily way of life is not conducive to the health and well-being of people, other species, and the planet. We have been led to believe that the reality on planet Earth requires us to work to earn a living. We must study hard to get a good job and a career to pay the bills, buy a car and a house and pay off the mortgage. We must work even harder to impress our boss to get a promotion, to get a fancier car and a bigger house. We must work so we can pay tens of thousands of dollars along the way in income taxes and then pay more taxes on every product or service we purchase. This is the world humanity has collectively created and maintains through actions and behaviors that conform and comply with what we are told to do, think, and be. We are each a cog in a giant wheel that keep the economic machine of humanity turning. We're led to believe we must work in a job because we must. But everything each of us does daily contributes to an outcome and the collective of the world. Everything. For some, the job you do seems harmless, but is indirectly contributing to a negative outcome. If you're the receptionist for a cigarette company, your time and energy contribute to creating products that knowingly kill people. If you're the accountant for a logging company, your time and energy contribute to destroying rainforests. If you're an architect who designs detention camps, prisons, or army barracks, your time and energy contribute to imprisonment, death, war, and human destruction. If you're a consumer who ignorantly purchases from unethical business, your time, energy, and money contribute towards child labor, pollution, and exploitation. You may not be the one directly pulling the trigger, locking the doors, cutting down the tree, packaging the cigarettes, or exploiting, but your time and energy contribute to creating these realities. For others, the job you do has a much more direct and obvious connection to a negative outcome. Bankers and financiers who foreclose on individuals who cannot pay their insane mortgages or loans rather than helping people get ahead because you're just doing your job. Journalists in the media who manipulate lines, sensationalize the news for headlines rather than research, question, or search for truth. Because you're just doing your job. Those who work for some pharmaceutical, drug, alcohol, or processed food manufacturers or distributors, creating and providing products that poison and kill humanity. Because you're just doing your job. Police and law enforcement who interrogate, fine, and arrest your fellow citizens and human beings over not wearing a mask or standing too close to another human being. Because you're just doing your job. So you're just doing your job no longer cuts it. At what point are you going to stop blaming the job, your employer, the directions, the need to pay the bills for the actions and behaviors that you are choosing? At what point did Hitler's Gestapo go from just doing their job to committing crimes against humanity? At what point do you go from just doing your job to doing the same? Your job is a choice. Getting up and going to work every day in a job that directly or indirectly causes damage or harm to the planet, people, or other species is a choice. Getting up and choosing to ignore the ultimate impact of your actions and behavior is a choice. Getting up and choosing to ignore the real values, ethics, and agenda of your employer is a choice, because it exists right in front of you in the products and services they create, their manufacturing processes, and their impact on humanity and the planet. For those who work in a job that contributes negatively to the world because you must, rather than a job that makes a positive difference in the world, it is time for this to stop. This may be confronting for some. This may not be what you want to hear. But it is time for every human being to stop listening to what we are told the world is and instead look at it for what it is. It is time for each human being who is just doing your job to look beyond your paycheck and need to pay the bills. It is time to look at the ethics and values of your employer, your job description, and your actions and make a choice to continue or to not. It is time to stop giving away your personal power to someone in authority and blaming them for your actions. It is time to consider how the daily actions and behaviors you choose in the workplace contribute to the state of humanity in the world, deeply and honestly. The only way the world changes is if every single one of us makes a conscious change and stops maintaining the status quo. We're at a time where the whole of humanity must face the truth and make some difficult decisions. If we do not, we are on a collective path of destruction. We must each choose whether we want to continue contributing to a world of suffering and pain, or whether we want to help create something else. We must each choose whether we want to sell our soul for the cars, the mortgage, the money, or the status, or downsize to a simple life, fewer overheads, and work that makes a positive difference in the world. We must each choose what is important to us and the future of humanity and the world. Then we must each take the first step to make a change. We must choose to stay in a system where you're just doing your job or step out and take a risk and make a change. Because deep down, a part of you already knows either way whether the work you do serves well or does not. When you choose to honor your internal compass and make a different choice and a different job or a different way of life, everything changes. If you have any thoughts or questions about the issues that come with just doing your job, please pop them in the comments. If you want to know more, then consider subscribing to my channel, because I have a lot of content and ideas to share about how the universe, the world, and you really work. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work either here or at lizwatt.com. I hope this got you thinking about the work you do and whether you're just doing your job. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.